With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hey, chickens. It is Doctor Who Eve, which is New Year's Eve, really. well, it's not. No. Eve. Anyway, I'm previewing the next episode of Doctor Who, which we're going to get soon. The Revolution of the Daleks. Okay, chickens. Now I'm having a look at the trailer, finally. An in-depth look at the trailer for Revolution of the Daleks, which is on January the 2nd in Australia, which I know seems like it's a special deal in the UK because it's on New Year's Day. But here in Australia, it's on Saturday. And because it's on Saturday, there will be no episode of My Theory Podcast the day before. Which normally there would be, but yeah, there'll be a bonus episode the day the episode drops, the day the Revolution of the Daleks is on, and then so it'll just be a reaction like we did with season 12. I will just be going, what is that? Oh my god, can you believe that? And then we'll spend the whole next week digging into it, seeing what we thought about it. So once you've watched it, I will hopefully have an episode up early. It'll be on at, who knows, what, 2 o'clock in the morning? whatever time the ABC decide to get someone out of bed and press the button to release it into the wild. That's when I'll watch it and we'll have something for you online in the morning. And then the following week, we'll just talk about that and nothing else. Then the week after will be my 21st, 29th birthday, but not just mine. It's the 50th anniversary of Terror of the Autons, which is the first one with Joe, the first one with the Master, second one with the Autons, from the John Pertwee era. So that's what we're going to watch. And then I'm going to have a little holiday. So we're going to have a podcast break for an unspecified amount of time. But now the Revolution of the Daleks trailer. Oh my God. One hint of Captain Jack and I'm already singing. So we start off with the big prison rock from the end of the last episode, the end of the Timeless Children, when the Doctor got banged up by the Jadoon. And she's in her prison onesie and she's got slicked back hair, like Orange is the New Black, which makes me wonder if she's hanging out with Captain Janeway in a space prison. Oh my God, space prison! Oh, I can add that to my genre of shows I want to watch, along with, you know, The Good Wife in Space and Grey's Anatomy in Space. Now, Orange is the New Black or Oz or Wentworth in Space. Oh my God, it would be so good. We see briefly inside the prison and it looks like the one from Battlestar Galactica from the first season where Tom Zarek first turned up. Look, if you haven't seen it, Tom Zarek was played by the guy who originally played Apollo, who then, you know, the new Apollo was played by what's his face's Graham's partner from Law and Order UK. Because I keep calling him Graham because I go to say Bradley Whitford instead of Walsh. So I just find it easier to say Graham instead of saying, oh, some guy from the West Wing instead of Bradley Walsh. Anyway, he was in, you know, Law and Order UK, Starbuck from, not Starbuck, Apollo from Battlestar Galactica. Oh my God, how am I going to get through this 20-second trailer in 10 minutes when I can't even get through the first 2 seconds? Anyway, the Doctor's looking outside of her window. It's got bars made of fluorescent tubes, which, you know, if they're actual fluorescent tubes, you just break them and get out. I wonder if this is a storm cage facility. Is she in the next cell over to Riversong? Now, that would be a surprise. It's not going to happen, but it would be a surprise. By the way, while this is all going on, we hear Captain Jack saying, you know, being with the Doctor, you don't get to choose when it stops. Then we see Captain Jack, and he's starting to look like an aging society dame. And I'm sure he's wearing one of Liza Minnelli's old wigs. Then we see Graham and Yaz and Ryan, and they're not in the Ruth Dr. TARDIS. I agree that it is the one they were sent back from Gallifrey, and the one that turned itself into a house. And James, I think it was, said there were post-it notes all over the console. Yes, there are. Is Yaz really trying to teach herself how to fly it? That is a concern. Graham says the Doc would really want us to keep an eye on the planet, of course. And Yaz said, but how is that possible? But when she says that, she's looking at a phone. So I don't think she's replying to Graham. I think she's looking at that and saying that about something else. And they've just spliced that in for the trailer. Don't try and confuse me, trailer. I know how things work. So then Ryan says, if we don't help, the human race is going down. He's so dramatic. Then we see a Dalek in the mist. Oh, no, he's not being dramatic. That's true. Then I really like this new Dalek design. I like the kind of like weird metallic, almost like, I know that they were based on the Nazis, but now it's got kind of a Hugo Boss Nazi uniform look to it. And I'm like, ooh, I think, you know, maybe that's what they were always meant to look like. It's terrifying. Before they were just, you know, conceptually based on Nazis. Now they actually look like, what if the Nazis built a robot? So, you know, all those angles and the black and silver, it's very, like, seriously, it's totally Hugo Boss. But even for those who don't know, Hugo Boss did design the Nazi outfits. That was his job. That's why they looked so stylish, even though they're terrifying racists. This Dalek seems to have like something instead of a sucker arm, which looks like a drill. I don't know how this works. Anyway, then we hear you will see the new defense drones at work. Oh my God, it's only Dame Harriet Walter, one of my favorite actors in the entire world, who seriously deserved an Oscar for playing for the 3 minutes she's on screen in Sense and Sensibility as the snippy aunt. She was also in Law and Order UK. She was the police captain. So she's the Prime Minister now, and the Daleks come up to her on the outside number 10. Then we see Jack Robertson, you know, Mr. Big from Sex and the City, also from Law and Order, from the original first ever season of the American Law and Order, the original. He's got something to do with the Daleks, and he says, oh, they're going to change the world. And then he's with this guy, played by Nathan Stewart Jarrett from Misfits, who is referred to as Leo in the credits on the IMDb. Now, in Doctor Who magazine recently, Chris Chibnall referred to Leo like we all knew he was. Like someone says to Leo, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, we don't even know who Leo is, mate. And I'm wondering if Leo is replacing Ryan and Graham as a companion. Because I know everyone's been talking about it's going to be just Yaz and the Doctor, only two women in the TARDIS. How exciting. What if there's a third companion? Like, I feel like he's going to be a third wheel. He's going to be in there. Like, that's, I mean, look, I'm happy to be wrong with my terrible theories. Because someone else did tell me that apparently Mandip Gill has been living with Jodie Whittaker and her husband so that they don't have to be socially distant on set. So I could be wrong. Anyway, we see Leo, he's with the Prime Minister and Jack Robertson, and they're opening up what looks like the inside of a Dalek. Then Captain Jack turns up to remind us he's immortal. Ryan, Graham and Yaz wander across the grass in front of a building, which looks like the one where Yaz lives. And they're like, remember us? Then we see a Dalek ship in the sky, and Yaz asks Jack if he's insecure because he seems to need a lot of praise. And he's like, really? Do I? It's funny. I like that bit. Then we see Daleks flying around everywhere, shooting, maximum extermination. This is an action-packed episode. Then we see Jack Robertson going, ah, oh, not you guys. He remembers them from the Spider Hotel, obviously. Then we see someone taken over by Dalek tentacles. And what, maybe I want to watch Resolution now because I really love that creepy Dalek tentacle business. Jack yells, don't move. And then we see heaps of Dalek creatures in jars all going up into the sky. Like high-tech jars, not like just a Vegemite jar. Yaz yells out, now, Jack, for some reason. I'm not sure why. Maybe blowing something up. And then Graham and Ryan have another one of their failed fist bumps. Oh, I feel like they're going to actually do a fist bump and then one of them's going to die. Anyway, that's not a theory. That's just a fear. Captain Jack's shooting at something. Then we see a Dalek gun swiveling around. A Dalek creature jumps out of one of those container things and lands on what looks like Yaz, but I've been wrong about people who I thought were Yaz before, so I'm going to say it's not Yaz. Then finally we see the Doctor again, and she's alone in her prison pajamas and she's got heaps of days crossed out on the wall and she's saying, stay strong, people are waiting for you. And look, I don't know how the Doctor keeps time because obviously she's a Time Lord, but normally when you make those marks on the wall, it's like four lines and a fifth line crosses it, so you know they're in groups of five. But she's got heaps of lines with heaps of other crosses through them, and it's all higgledy-piggledy, and oh, anyway, it's a mess. All right, well, I will see you or talk to you on the day of the new episode, January the 2nd, if you're in Australia, whatever time it is with the rest of the world. Jump online. Oh, my God. And please send me your thoughts, your theories, however you feel about it, at Adam Richard on Twitter and Instagram and Fabulous Adam Richard on Facebook. And you can also email me, theory@adamrichard.com.au.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.